It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, good morning. It is B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian is off this week. He'll be back on Monday. I'll be in for David starting Monday all next week. Hopefully you'll join me then, and hopefully you'll join Brian. Hopefully you'll just keep the station, keep the radio where you have the radio now, or keep your app where you have your app now, and enjoy programming next week again. Brian will be back, but I will not be here. I will be in for David next week. So let's just jump right into it. Obviously, around 7 o'clock last night, news broke of Bills punter Matt Araza. And I'm going to start off by saying the accusations are very disturbing. And, you know, I looked through all of it. We've heard from the attorney. We've heard from both attorneys, actually, in the last 12 hours. And last 14 hours. And here we are. We have a civil lawsuit that has been filed against Matt Araza and two other San Diego State football players. I mean, as soon as the news came down. And again, you know, you get the breaking story and then you get the details that follow. And again, the accusations are disturbing, and they more and more of this came out throughout the night. Last night, we've heard the Bills knew of these allegations in the end of July. All right, so that would mean they knew about these allegations on Monday when they made him the starting punter. You go through this, and I'm not going to lie. You go through these allegations. You go through some of the, quote, evidence, and there is a phone call that was being observed by detectives with Matt Araza. To me, is very damning. And, you know, I read that, and it made me feel very uncomfortable. Now, I do believe and always will believe that you are innocent until proven guilty. I do believe that. You have every right to defend yourself in America. And so far, what we are reading, what we are hearing are allegations. Disturbing allegations. And again, you look more and more into it. The phone call, that's what I keep going back to, is this phone call where he didn't know, obviously, it was being heard by detectives. And he all but talked about the night in question. Again, you can look back and read through that as may. But, you know, he brought up things that, to me, it was just very damning. I don't want to go any further than that. It was very damning, and it made me feel uneasy about the situation. Right? But again, you have you are innocent until proven guilty. Now, where do we go from here? As obviously there is an investigation, and there's a lot of other disturbing things around this situation. It's the accusations, very disturbing, and that is the most disturbing. And if any part of that is true, this guy should not play in the NFL ever, right? If this is true, there should be criminal charges. If part of this is true, there should be criminal charges. But what's disturbing, other than the allegations, is the fact that San Diego State University didn't even start their own investigation into this until after the football season. Now, I am obviously, huge sports fan, a huge football fan. But I'm sorry, there are things in life that come before football. There are things in life that come before sports. The fact that San Diego State waited until after the football season to start investigating this. This is according to Yahoo Sports. while it's been 10 months since the alleged rape, knowledge of the incident was reportedly commonplace at San Diego State within days. It was reported by the LA Times 2 months ago that San Diego State officials opted to not inform the campus of the alleged gang rape and waited more than 7 months to start a Title IX investigation. That, to me, also quite disturbing. That, I mean, this young woman, the next day went to authorities, right? Went to authorities, and it took 7 months to open a Title IX investigation because San Diego State officials from the university opted to not inform the campus. I mean, that to me also just makes me feel uneasy, I guess is the word I'm going with. It just makes me feel uneasy. But here we are. Matt Araza is a Buffalo Bill as of the start of the show. The Bills have released a statement that they did their own investigation. And obviously, something they know, I mean, looking at it, something they know made them feel comfortable keeping him on the team and getting rid of Matt Hawk on Monday. But, you know, we do live in a world where, you know, social media is really already convicting Matt Araza. Now, again, I read through this. I look at the evidence. I go back to that phone call. I think it's very damning. I get very uneasy about it. But where do we stand right now? There is still an investigation going on. It is a civil lawsuit that these allegations came out. But again, this is something that is being investigated in San Diego, 7 months late. And there could be criminal charges. You heard the attorney, Kenny Armstrong, Matt Araza's attorney, talk about that this morning. But where we stand right now, and I need to know from you at 803-0930, star 930, and the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, what should the Bills do? And again, I am all about innocent until proven guilty, right? I believe that. I believe you have a right to defend yourself. But I also think the Bills can really just, you know, again, if the Bills cut him and he is found innocent, he'll find a job. He'll get on an NFL roster. Do the Bills really need this negativity right now? And I mean, what if they keep him on the team, he is on the field, and, you know, in a few weeks we learn that investigations have brought even more out and even more evidence to back up the claims. What if that happens? I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930, and what are your thoughts on San Diego State waiting 7 months to start an investigation when the accuser went to authorities the following day? What are your thoughts on that? To me, it's also in the category of disturbing. Did San Diego State University really wait 7 months because they didn't want their investigation to affect the football season? Because if so, they need to get their priorities straight. Like I said, I'm a huge football fan. I'm a huge sports fan. There are a lot of things that are more important than sports. And this investigation should have started the minute the claim was made. And what do you think of the Bills moving forward? Now, again, we don't know what the Bills found in their investigation. And we don't know, and maybe that will come to light soon, but we don't know what the Bills found in their investigation. But what do you think of the Bills knowing this information on Monday when they named him the starting punter and got rid of Matt Hawk. And do you think with all this negativity, and like I said, if he is found innocent, he will not have a problem getting a job. But do the Bills, does the region really need this kind of negativity right now? But I am, believe me, I am not, everyone has the right to be proven, has the right to defend themselves. You know, and I strongly believe that. And yes, right now this is a civil lawsuit that is still being investigated and could bring criminal charges. But I don't know if the Bills need this kind of negativity. If you're the Buffalo Bills, does he even touch the field tonight? Again, it's for me, it's the optics of it. While everything is still going on, while investigations are still going on, do you need to bring that kind of negativity to you? Because yes, is there a chance he's found innocent? Yes. There's also a chance he's found guilty. And someone said, what do you mean about the phone call? Well, there is a phone call that he is speaking with the accuser, and detectives are listening. I mean, and he's going over things. He said, you know, you might want, I want to get the actual transcript because I would feel awful if I misquoted it. I will get that quote for you in the next segment. But there was a phone call a few days after the incident, the alleged incident, that to me, like I said, it's this feeling of uneasy. But I am not the jury. I do not want to convict before there has been a fair trial. He has every right to defend himself. His attorney has every right to bring these witnesses forward that he says will say that never happened. But as we stand right now, after what we've seen, after what we've seen in these accusations, isn't it all right to say, okay, we don't know right now. Yes, you could be found innocent, but you could also be guilty. We just don't need this right now, not only on the team, but in this region. Western New York doesn't need this negativity. Should he see the field? 803-0930, star 930. Your thoughts on San Diego State waiting to do an investigation. And also, we have a different timeline depending who you talk to. So the attorney, Kenny Armstrong, was, and we played some of that interview throughout the morning. Kenny Armstrong said that the NFL knew of these allegations. Let's play part of this is Matt Araza's attorney, Kenny Armstrong, from CBS8 in San Diego. Again, we're taking your calls, 803-0930. Would like to know what you think of this, your thoughts on should he play, should he see the field, his thoughts, your thoughts on San Diego waiting 7 months to do an investigation. And yes, are we still innocent until proven guilty? Here's Kenny Armstrong, Matt Araza's attorney.
Well, I can't respond for the other two defendants in the civil lawsuit, but I can respond to the allegations against Matt Araza, and he is 100% adamant that he never forcibly raped this young lady or forcibly had sex with her in any type of way or had sexual relations with her while she was intoxicated, whether it be on alcohol and or drugs.
Jane Doe here paints a picture where she walked into the party. She says she was already intoxicated when she came in, and she said she ended up having sex. She agreed to have sex with Matt Araza a short time later. She says she had never met him before. Is your client saying that that's what happened?
My client saying he had never met her before, but that they spoke that night and there was some interaction that night, but that he never, ever did anything forcible with her whatsoever.
And again, this is Matt Araza's residence at the time where this happened, where the party was occurring.
Somebody else told me that today. This was not Matt Araza's residence.
That's in dispute as well.
That's in dispute.
Okay. The Jane Doe here says that he should have known that she was a minor. She says she told him she goes to Grossmont High School, and she says it should have been obvious to him that she was drunk. What's the response to those particular claims?
Right after I got hired about 6 weeks ago, we got a private investigator who's spoken to many people who were at the gathering that night including one of her friends. And there is no doubt in my mind that those allegations are false. She was telling everybody at the party that night that she was 18 years old and went to Grossmont College, not to Grossmont High School.
What about the allegation that she was drunk? He gave her a drink, there was something in it, and he should have known that she was drunk.
He never gave her a drink. He never gave her any intoxicating substance. And she was not visibly intoxicated when he was speaking to her.
That is, again, his attorney, Kenny Armstrong. Now, the phone call I was talking about that really just made me feel uneasy. Here, this is Dave Graber from Channel 4 tweeted this out. And here it is. Again, this could be disturbing. I got to put that warning out there. This could be disturbing for some. The allegations are very disturbing. But I just want to put that warning out before I read this. So this is a phone call that happened the following day. Okay, at 8:15, during the call, Araza confirmed having sex with Jane Doe, even telling her that she should get tested for STDs. When the detectives heard this, they instructed Doe to say, "Wait, what STD?" Araza told Doe that he had tested positive for chlamydia, at which time Doe was instructed to say, "So you know what to get tested for, that makes me feel better." To cement the criminal case against Araza, the detectives asked Doe to ask again, "And did we have actual sex?" The detectives knew that asking such a direct question might raise red flags for Araza, which they tried to manage by telling Doe to ask when you can bring it up again. As expected, however, when Doe asked the awkward question, Araza immediately changed his tone, saying, "This is Matt Araza. I don't remember anything that happened that night," and terminated the phone call by hanging up. That, to me, just did not, that to me made me feel uneasy. In my opinion, that's pretty damning. And when I read that, you know, I thought, okay, maybe this guy, again, innocent until proven guilty. And I do believe that. But maybe this guy doesn't see the field until we get a result. That's how I feel right now. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, as the text board brings up, it is, every claim should be investigated, right? Every claim should be investigated, and everyone should have the right to either defend themselves, and to also, the claims should all be investigated. It is unfortunate that we've had incidences like the Duke lacrosse incidents that poses questions. But it doesn't mean that we automatically dismiss accusations, right? It doesn't mean we automatically dismiss allegations. And again, we are talking about someone who the next day went to authorities. It is unfortunate that San Diego State University waited 7 months to start their investigation. That's unfortunate. But right now, we have disturbing accusations. I would say a phone call that points to I, again, find uneasy. I also find disturbing. The day after the alleged incident. So what are your thoughts? 803-0930, star 930. Should Matt Araza see the football field? Should the Bills have named him the starter when knowing these allegations were being made and that there was an active investigation? Is there such thing as innocent? And again, I do believe there's innocent until proven guilty. But like I said, if the Bills get rid of Matt Araza and he is found to be innocent, he will have no problem getting a job. Does this region need that negativity if he steps on the field? Your thoughts on the 7 month waiting to do an investigation? 803-0930, star 930. It is Beamer on Beam as in Beamer. Looking forward to talking with you after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back, B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you for another segment. Would appreciate your call at 803-0930. Now, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, very active this morning, and I thank you for all the texts. Here are just a few of them, and then we'll go to Julia in Buffalo. One texter says, I don't think you punish someone preemptively. If you really believe innocent till proven guilty, you let the chips fall where they may, but continue as usual until that time. That followed up with not a good look for the Bills. I say dump them and just don't allow... It's not a good look for the Bills. I say the Bills should cut him. That's according to a texter. Another one, the Bills do not need this distraction and cut him. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Buffalo and speak with Julia. Hey, Julia.
Hey. I think we should cut the guy. I don't think the Bills need the negativity. Buffalo doesn't need the negativity. If he wants to sue us, which he really can't because the case is still... I mean, they did the case wrong in the first place. I work in higher ed. This should have been, she probably reported it to the football team and didn't do the right Title IX. They have a Title IX investigator. I don't know why the Title IX investigator didn't do the right procedure. But I think they should cut him. They don't need any bad negativity. And like I said, if he can sue, he can sue, but they just don't need that. I know they have punter problems and all these other issues, but they can work through it. And this would just be the worst case scenario if they kept this guy. That's just my opinion.
Hey, and Julia, I appreciate your opinion. Opens the line for you at 803-0930. And, you know, I'll go back to this. Like the texter said, innocent until proven guilty. And I do believe innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, we are talking about a public figure. And, you know, I think the Bills keeping him off the field until an investigation is completed, I don't think that's the Bills playing judge and jury. I think that's the Buffalo Bills, again, realizing the magnitude of the situation and saying, hey, we're going to let this play out. But right now, probably for the best of you and the organization, we're going to keep you off the field. We don't need that kind of negativity. I don't think that is a ridiculous position. 803-0930, star 930. Another texter coming in at 803-0930. I am the mother of a teenager who was sexually assaulted. It is a deeply private and painful experience, and I can't call in because of that. Our investigation took nearly 5 months for any charges to be brought against the person. A court appearance didn't happen for another 3 months, and the actual court date nearly 3 months after that. This is a long and frustrating process. If the person who had assaulted our daughter was suddenly having all of his dreams come true prior to a completed criminal investigation, we would have proceeded with civil charges as well. Victims of sexual assault are forever changed. I do believe all people are innocent until proven guilty, but also find the phone call to be very damning against them. And as I said, I the phone call is really, when I read that last night, it I got to the point of This is damning. I mean, that phone call, the way his tone changed, the things that were mentioned in the phone call. Again, the phone call is not the jury. The phone call is not, but to me it was damning. It made me feel uneasy. And I just feel that putting him on the field just brings a whole lot of negativity to the Bills and to the region that we don't have, that we don't need. I'm sorry. And again, innocent until proven guilty. We have seen, and it is unfortunate. It is unfortunate, you know, for people like the texter who's been in this situation with their family. It is unfortunate that we have had people who have falsely accused individuals of rape. It is unfortunate we've had that. It doesn't mean that we don't investigate every accusation. And I do think that San Diego State did a disservice by waiting so long to start an investigation. This person came to the officials the very next day. obviously had detectives on a phone call that night, the night after. But for an actual investigation to take so long to start, I also would put that into the category of disturbing. 803-0930, star 930, that is the number. And, you know, people are bringing up, yes, like I said, it is unfortunate that we have had people out there that have brought false allegations and have, again, it puts doubt in people's minds when an allegation comes forward. But it doesn't mean that that allegation shouldn't be investigated. You know, both are true. The accused, innocent until proven guilty, yes. But the accuser also has the right for an investigation to go completely through and to have their day in court. And that is how this will play out. I don't think the Bills not putting Matt Araiza on the field is convicting him. That's my opinion. I think saying we're going to keep you off the field until this plays out, that is not convicting Matt Araiza. I think it's doing what's best for him and for the organization. But what do you think? 803-0930. Let's go to Brenda in Buffalo. Hey, Brenda.
Hi. Yes, I was listening to this. Yeah. Like I said, the accuser has a right to have her thing investigated. I'm going through something very almost similar to that, believe it or not. But I believe, like I said, that was something that he came onto the team with, and that was a baggage that he brought on with him. The Bills organization or any organization they should still go on with their plans. If they wanted him to be the starting quarterback, that's it. It's up to him whether or not if he accepts it because of what's going on in life or not, but it's something they need to talk about. And if need be, they can either put him on the second string, move somebody else up if he decides not to take it, but and move someone else up. But nobody should be put in a place to have to oversee something that somebody brings in. That's a job that is really not their job. They're just there to make sure that their organization goes smoothly. They can't take care of all the baggage that comes in with the players.
Yeah, and Brenda, I mean, you know, again, he is innocent until proven guilty, but, right. You know, maybe punish him for not saying this when you were going through team interviews. He knew these accusations were made. He had an attorney. Why didn't he just say to the Bills, hey, I'm innocent, but this is out there, and I think you should know that before you draft me?
You know, I was going to mention I'm an independent. I had signed up to teach some computers at a center. However, some things came up with that, and they said, well, we'll give you 30 more days. You know, we'll wait a bit. But however, I assessed this situation. It didn't change. I told him, I said, look, I'm going to back. You get someone else to take that spot. If you still didn't find anything after I get all this settled, then I will take it. But you have to sometimes step aside. And like the Bills now might have to, or any organization might have to add that statement of anything that these people or anybody come in with that could be probably affect the smooth running of their organization.
Hey, Brenda, I appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
That is Brenda in Buffalo. Opens a line for you. And you know, and that's another thing that I, you know, again, I've been thinking about this since I saw the story yesterday. And, you know, he knew this investigation was going on. He knew these accusations were out there. He had an attorney. It's very simple. I'm innocent. These accusations are out there. I am 100% innocent. You can take my word, but I thought you should know that before you draft me. I think he should have done that in the interview process. And again, he has every right to defend himself. His attorney is Kenny Armstrong. We heard a little from him earlier today. And, you know, like I said, everything should be investigated. But yeah, I also, you know, it also upsets me when people are so quick to convict somebody. We all have we all have that right of innocent until proven guilty. And it seems like we make an accusation is made. And again, accusations should be fully investigated. And this is being investigated. The Bills say they've also investigated it. There's an investigation going on in San Diego State. But yeah, the investigation needs to happen. It is happening. But yes, you are innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, this story comes out yesterday. Again, like I said, there are parts of this that I find damning. I find the phone call damning. But it is not a conviction. And he does have the right of innocent until proven guilty. And I don't want anyone to think that on this show, I'm convicting him. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not asking the Bills to convict him. I am saying simply the negative attention right now on the Bills and Matt Araiza is, do the Bills need that negative attention? That is not saying he is innocent. That's not saying he's guilty. That's saying as this investigation is going on, do the Bills need this negative attention? That's the question. I'm not asking the Bills to be judge and jury. I'm not asking the Bills to convict them. I'm not asking you to convict them. There is an investigation that's going on. There will be a trial, and we will see how that plays out. But, so, and I've said this before. You know, I mean, any accusation is made, and it seems now we go right to convicting someone. That is not what I'm doing. That is not what I've done this entire hour. I think I've put some reasonable thoughts out there. To me, there are parts of this that are damning. The entire accusation is disturbing. And if the accusation proves to be true, this guy should never see a football field. I will stand by that statement. But he is innocent until proven guilty. And we don't know how the investigation is going to play out. We don't know how the trial is going to play out. But do the Buffalo Bills need to put this guy on the field with all that's going on? That, again, that's not convicting somebody. Just because they say, hey, with the attention, it might not be best for you or us that you go on the field. That's how I look at it. 803-0930, star 930. And we will see how this plays out. Obviously, I mean, this is a big story. I don't think the game tonight is going to be, I don't think people are going to be thinking about the game. I think people are going to be thinking about, you know, what's going to be said after the game when coaches speak, players speak, and what will be said. And, you know, a lot of good texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And someone brought up a good point. Joe, do we know for sure he did not tell the Bills of the accusation? The only reason I say that is because everything we've heard is the Bills only found out a few weeks ago, not the end of April when they would have interviewed him before the draft. Someone also says at 803-0930. Is the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's also the number to call in if you want to get on here at the end. But someone said, Joe, it's damning but not a trial when talking about that phone call. And I agree. And I want to make sure that I did not sound like I was convicting the guy for the last hour. That's not what I said. I said with what we know, with everything that came out yesterday, with the investigation still going on, and again, I think a lot of attention should be on San Diego State University for taking so long to start this investigation. And I think a lot of questions should be asked of them. Why did you wait so long? Was it because you had a top 25 college football team? Again, as someone who loves football, as someone who loves sports, there's a lot of things that are more important than sports, this being one of them. The minute this accusation was made, the investigation should have started. And obviously it did on some fronts because detectives were on that phone call the day after. But other parts of the investigation took 7 months to start. 803-0930, star 930, that's the number to get on. Someone says, what about suspension with pay until investigation is complete? That would protect both sides for now. That's Amy in Amherst. And there is the exempt list in the NFL. The thing with the exempt list is the NFL has to put a player on the exempt list. The NFL has no say in this investigation because he was not a member of the NFL when the alleged incident took place. So the NFL cannot put him on the exempt list. So this is up to the Bills and what to do with their punter. And I'm sure they've talked to him. I'm sure they've talked to the attorney. The attorney says there are witnesses out there that can say this did not happen. I'm sure they've been talked to by the Bills. I'm sure we will find out a lot more of what the Bills know when Sean McDermott speaks tonight to the media after the game. And I'd be interested to hear, I think a lot of people, it might be one of the most listened to preseason press conferences. But it is not, I mean, there is a lot of negative attention right now on Buffalo and the Buffalo Bills and Matt Araiza. And again, I'm not convicting him. I believe everyone is innocent until proven guilty. But is that negative attention needed for this team and for this region? I don't think Matt Araiza, if found innocent, would have a problem getting on a team. That is not convicting the guy, in my opinion. But we will obviously be covering this for you at WBEN.com. And the top and bottom of every hour, obviously over at WGR, home of the Bills. They will be talking about this today. And like I said, and like Sal Capaccio said with Susan Rose this morning, it will obviously be the topic of discussion in the post-game press conferences. And you can hear those on WGR immediately following tonight's game against the Carolina Panthers. And we will see. There is an investigation still going on, as I said. You can look through all the stuff that I've mentioned is on our website at WBEN.com. I've also retweeted some things as well. And we will obviously keep you updated. It's again, if you have not gone in and read the accusations, it's disturbing. And I think you should know that before opening up any webpage. It's disturbing. The accuser has the right to an investigation, has the right to the trial, and the accused has the right to the presumption of innocence until proven guilty, and also has his right to defend himself in the court of law. And we will be following that for you. I hope you have a great weekend. It is the last weekend of August, so make sure you go out and enjoy it. Today's not going to be the best with the rain, but should have a pretty good Saturday and Sunday. So make sure you get out there and enjoy this final weekend of August. Second to last weekend for a lot of you going back to school the Tuesday after Labor Day. Hey, don't miss Hardline Sunday. Nick Langworthy and Mickey Kearns will be among my guests. And I hope you will join me starting at 10 o'clock right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Also, you can listen to WBEN on the Odyssey app. David Bellavia is up next. He's got 4 hours of excellent broadcasting as usual. And it's Friday, so his Friday guests, Lauren Fix and Carl Calabrese, will be on with him at 12:30 and 1. You won't want to miss that. I will talk to you on Sunday. Buffalo, hope you have a great weekend. We will talk soon here on WBEN.